A major and strategic section of the railway that connects Lhasa with Nangchi started operating in June, where China's most advanced Fuxing bullet train for the first time ran on the Qinghai-Tibet Plateau and passed through the Yarlung Zhangbo River, the newspaper detailed. The Global Times' decision to spotlight the Sichuan-Tibet railway line's route through a river was notable, as the majority of the 55 people killed by floods on Tuesday in the central Chinese city of Zhangzhou tragically drowned after becoming trapped inside a deluged subway system. The Sichuan-Tibet Railway, once completed, will reduce travel time from other regions to Tibet by 30%. It will also cut travel time from Chengdu to Lhasa from 48 hours to 13 hours, the Global Times further noted on Friday. Xi visited Tibet for 3 days from July 21 to 23. In addition to riding the Sichuan-Tibet railway line on July 22, Xi participated in several other events and highly staged photo ops during his tour of the region. Xi arrived at the Nangchi Mainland Airport in eastern Tibet on Wednesday and was warmly welcomed by local people and officials of various ethnic groups, the Global Times reported. He then visited the Yangtze River Bridge to inspect the ecological preservation in the basin of the Yarlung Zhangbo River and its tributary Yangtze River. Xi also made an inspection tour of Lhasa on Thursday. He visited the Drepung Monastery, Barkhor Street and the Potala Palace Square in Lhasa to learn about the work on ethnic and religious affairs, the conservation of the ancient city, as well as the inheritance and protection of Tibetan culture, according to the communist outlet. Promoting the high-quality development of Tibet should be based on the principle that all development is to facilitate ethnic unity and progress, to improve livelihood and unite people, and to elevate the sense of gain, safety and happiness of all ethnic groups, Xi told Chinese state media outlets on July 23. Xi met with representatives of the Tibet Military Command of the Chinese People's Liberation Army, PLA, on Friday, according to the Global Times. During the meeting, Xi stressed that the local troops should fully strengthen the work of training soldiers and war preparation, and contribute positive strength to promote the long-term stability and prosperity of Tibet. China and India, which borders Tibet to its south, have been engaged in a border standoff along their Himalayan boundary since May 2020. The conflict began, in part, after both sides accused the other of building excess infrastructure projects, such as roads, tunnels, and bridges, that allegedly encroached upon the unmarked boundaries of their sensitive Himalayan divide. The dispute turned deadly in June 2020 after Chinese PLA troops ambushed an Indian border regiment in the northern Indian state of Ladakh. The skirmish resulted in the deaths of 20 Indian soldiers and an estimated 40 Chinese PLA members and caused ongoing border tensions, including in China's strategically occupied Tibet. Like Xi on Wednesday, Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi made a rare visit to Tibet in August 2020 amid the backdrop of the China-India border standoff, ostensibly to reassert a Chinese presence in the Himalayan region. Reports in May indicated China was increasing deployments of military equipment to its border with India after seemingly retreating from the Himalayan region last winter.